Hello.
Hi, Al.
Who's this?
A T.D. Mischke calling from KSTP.
Can you hold on just for 1 second?
Sure.
T.D. Mischke, you're kidding. How in the hell did I get a call from you? You're a great guy to talk to.
Well, did you just say hang on a second?
Oh, I have to pee.
Go ahead, I'll wait.
Is this Blow?
No, it's T.D. Mischke, and I'd like to explain something to you when you get back from the Biffy.
All right, hang on just 1 second. I'm back, and I love listening to your show.
Have you caught much of it? Say, for instance, the shows last week?
No, you know, quite honestly not. You know what I've been doing? I get a chance to talk to this guy named Blow, and he's a real nice man. He talks to me. And in fact, he even calls me back.
Al?
Yeah?
I'm Blow.
You're Blow. Well, when the hell did you tell me that in a minute?
Well, I'm Blow.
You sound good.
I'm Blow and I'm T.D. Mischke.
Well, what can I say?
What I mean, Al, is, it goes like this. You called up one day last week and I answered the phone on the air. Yeah. And you said that you were wanting to talk to the weather guy, and I was in the middle of my show, and I said I was the weather guy, but I was really just T.D. Mischke, a radio talk host.
No, I understand.
And I made up the name Blow Zephyr.
Whatever.
But the guy you were talking to who was enjoying talking to you, that's me. That's the real me.
Well, I hope you enjoy talking to me. I love talking to you.
I actually got... as the days went on, I got to really enjoying our conversation.
Well, we laughed. You know, the whole thing is, this is Tommy, right?
Yeah.
Tommy, the whole thing is that you got to laugh. Can you hold on just for 1 second?
Sure.
I'm sorry. Tommy, the key to life is that you get to laugh. That's the whole key to everything, Tommy.
Well, I'll tell you, I learned a lot about you. I learned a lot about your life and your struggles and the good times and the bad times and your great interest in history and in weather and specifically tornadic activity. By the time the end of the program Friday rolled around, I just thought, you know, I've gotten to like this guy so much, I better tell him I'm not really Blow Zephyr.
Well, you had me fooled completely.
Well,
because you still sound like Blow.
Blow hard.
This was really fun, you know?
Yeah. We had some great conversations, and I might have stretched the truth on a few things I was saying about some of the tornadic activity I have experienced because, you know, I'm not actually a weatherman.
I don't remember your story.
Well, I would try to, you know, make up tornado stories.
Yeah, stuff happens, you know. Stuff happens. You got a couple of minutes?
Well, let me introduce you to this old guy. He's an interesting fella. Fred,
yeah. This
is Al.
Well, I am.
Fred, are you the same guy that calls in every Saturday morning? Oh, Jesus. I can't even believe it.
Yes, Al, Fred,
I know you.
Hey, Al?
Yeah?
Would you like to meet Nancy? She does the news here.
Hi, Al.
Hey, Nancy. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Are you sure you want to really talk to me?
Yeah, we're all here. Fred, Nancy,
Jeez,
I'm here.
This is what you call a
conference call.
Nancy.
Yes.
I live out in Maple Grove, and tell me what weather is it going to be in Maple Grove.
Now, mind you, I'm not a meteorologist. I just read the forecast.
Hey, listen, I'm so excited that people are actually listening to what I'm saying.
So, Al, do you know any songs?
You mean like...
you know, that you like to sing.
Can you hold... I'm sorry. Can you hold on just for one second?
He puts down those Bud Lights faster than you and I breathe. Either that or it's back to the Biffy.
I'm sorry.
How about Goodnight Irene? Do you know that one?
That's way older than me.
Well, we don't really care when songs were written so much.
Oh, God. Let's do The Auctioneer.
Okay, start her out, Al.
That's
how she goes, eh?
Nancy, you gotta. Can you put that song on the radio?
FCC
no, I can't.
Won't allow that.
I don't have the ability.
They put
to
out
do
a
that.
New thing in their vulgarity ruling or something recently that we couldn't have any country western. What I was thinking was maybe a Bee Gees tune would be more to your liking.
Oh, no. I'm an old-timer.
Sing Goodnight, Irene, Mr. Old-timer.
Well, you know, I'm still...
I know Goodnight, Irene, but I...
Yeah, I know you know that one.
Yeah, I know that one.
Seems we all know Goodnight, Irene.
I don't know Goodnight, Irene, Mishki.
How do you not know that one? That's like saying you can't sing Happy Birthday to You.
How about I Got Spurs that Jingle, Jangle, Jingle?
Is this Fred?
Yep.
Fred.
Yes.
Why are they still keeping you on the line? No offense. I love you. I
kept you on the line last week for four nights, Al.
I'm sure you guys got The Auctioneer somewhere in there.
No, we have, we have The Gambler, we have
The Gambler.
Fornicator, we have the...
Don't we have the Pawn Shop Professional as well?
Yeah, and we also have a song here called The Insurance Agent. Nope, no Auctioneer. We got The Yodeler. Tell you what, guys, I think we're going to end this way. I want us all to yodel in our own way.
Okay.
All four of us on three. Ready?
One,
two, three.
Yodel, 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 yodel,
yodel,
yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel,
yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel, yodel,
listening to KSTP, folks, here in good old St. Paul and big time Minneapolis. Sleep well tonight. From ABC News, I'm Gil Fox.